When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get yourself your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and all that good stuff, because we do have a lot of good stuff. And I mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically we have a lot because there was a lot to cover for MAMA.
Yes, it just happened.
So MAMA Awards show just happened in Japan, right? Mm-hmm. This time in Tokyo, not Osaka.
Yeah, Tokyo Dome.
And there were so many groups that won stuff and performed. There's a lot to cover. We will cover as much as we can from that. There is a tour going on that's going to be going on for next year of another artist that we did see in KCON this year. And we will be talking some 17 stuff, who's also pretty much active in the MAMA Awards show this year as well. And I think we just have a lot of interesting stuff with multiple K-pop idol groups.
Yes.
Like for stories and everything. So multi-stands rejoice, like, because there's just so much that was going on. And I'm not even talking about MAMA. I'm talking about even like the W Korea breast cancer event.
Oh yes, that's right.
So there's that. Of course we have ENHYPEN, we have Stray Kids, and I think we should get started first with our Christmas giveaway.
Oh yeah.
Because I finally condensed it so I know what the heck we're talking about and what to say.
Yeah.
So first off, check us out on
Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. For the giveaway, that's where you will message us. But we also have a TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast too.
And yes, DM us on Instagram, like Haley said, your ultimate group and your bias for that alt group. Mm-hmm. And we would like a screenshot of you following us on our social media platforms,
AKA Instagram and TikTok. But I was getting some messages and people were saying that they don't have TikTok,
which
is fine.
Yeah, just send us
everything else.
And I also want to see where you listen to us. Mm-hmm. So send us a screenshot. It seems like a lot of Apple podcasts for like the active listeners who are always messaging us. Because I get to see all the analytics and I'm just curious to see like all this info. It's actually... I know it seems like us trying to tell you to follow everything, but honestly, for the podcast subscription stuff or like following, I'm just curious to see where the majority of our listeners that we actually communicate with are from,
listening to,
like
where
you're from, like where are you listening to, because we have, I can see where what the majority is. Majority is Apple Podcasts.
Wow.
Based on like our I forgot what the demographics or some type of informative stuff that I could see behind the scenes. But I want to see like it seems to be true, though, that most of you do listen on Apple Podcasts. So thank you very much for tuning in over there. But we do have a good decent amount on Spotify and other streaming platforms.
Yeah, we do, because like a lot of people have been entering the giveaway and sending their screenshots. And there are quite a lot of Spotify, and the Spotify Unwrapped 2023 just came out, and a lot of people were like sending us like screenshots saying like we were their number one podcast that they listened to.
That's pretty cool.
So,
and pretty
you.
Awesome. I think Haley has been very active in reposting that stuff, because I did glance at it a little bit. And the most important part is, if you do submit all this stuff, you will have a chance to win a digipack of that said alt group and a lucky draw or a POB photo card of your bias.
Yes.
So there you go. If that's not incentive enough, and if you're already enjoying and listening to this, might as well just submit it.
Right.
I think let's get started with actually all the news and everything we're going to talk about today. Because, first off, XG has announced they will be having their first world tour coming soon. They announced it during their showcase. I forgot where they performed it at specifically. Was it Jakarta? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
either way, but there's no actual details for where they're going to, where the quote unquote world tour is going to be held.
Right.
All the cities, all the countries. We are not sure, but it's coming.
Yeah.
And I mean, we are fans of XG for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like we, I think everyone enjoys their music. We've talked about that many times. It's right. Like a Japanese group and that does K-pop, like promotes in Korea, and they sing a lot of English.
Yeah, they sing all only in English.
So there you go. I think I do know a couple of them, surprisingly enough. Do you know any of the members?
Yeah, the Australian one.
Of course you do.
Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think I like Hinata. Not because I also watched Naruto from years ago, but I thought she was really cute too. And Jiren too. I think she's like the leader. Let's see. We have a list of comebacks because I realized we did not talk about comebacks last week.
No, we didn't.
No. And
I thought we did.
No, actually, we didn't. Oh, yeah, wow. I know. There's a lot to talk about. We still have a lot for this week as well. So starting, let's rewind back because we kind of missed everything. So going back to like Thanksgiving, November 24th area-ish, aespa did have their Jingle Bell Rock song cover come out. Very SM style of Jingle Bell Rock. It's actually pretty good. And I've been seeing a lot of their posts recently with that. New Jeans did have an OST for My Demon.
What is My Demon?
It's a K-drama something-ish like that. So an OST for that called Our Night is More Beautiful Than Your Day. I think it's a K-drama. Mm. Yeah, something. Yeah, but it's an OST.
Okay.
November 27th, we had a big debut.
Yes.
That many have been anticipating and waiting for.
For many, many, many months. And it's finally here. Baby Monster.
Wait, what did you say?
Baby Monster.
Monster.
Monsters.
Your Aussie is coming out. Yes, their debut music video did come out for Batter Up.
Better. And I really like it.
We liked it. Mm-hmm. The thing is, too, like when we were watching it, like this is we came in blind.
Right.
We didn't even listen to the song or anything before this. And man, like it has some very YG elements.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I mean Blackpink and 21.
Yes. That's probably why I really liked it. They've been getting a lot of hate for this song, saying it wasn't a strong debut. But I was like, what are these people talking about? It's very, very YG sounding.
It's YG.
It's exactly what I was expecting or wanted from them.
And the thing is, too, I saw people complaining or I don't even know if they're actually complaining or just trying to start shit, but like saying that they like copied Lisa's song.
I mean, it sounds the same.
But think about it. It's the producers from the same company. So
that's allowed, you guys. They're YG, so like, they're okay to sample their own songs.
What's the problem? And the cool part was like the second half of the song was like 21.
Yes.
Like Haley's like was noticed it like,
I know,
right
I was
off
like,
the
oh
bat.
My
You're
God,
like,
it
wait
sounds
a
like 21.
It's cool, yeah. Like it's cool that they kind of have like the sounds of both of them, and it's kind of gives us an idea of what to expect when it comes to Baby Monster. So far, so good. I guess with Baby Monster, since we are talking about them really quick, did you hear about Ahyeon, that one member? She obviously was not in the music video,
right?
But she was apparently spotted at Cube Entertainment after sitting out, you know, their debut.
Why?
With whatever the hell is going on. I don't know. Isn't Cube as B2B and G-Idol? So that's really interesting. I don't know what exactly is going on, but apparently she was seen there. And also, I don't know what the hell YG is thinking, but this is what YG is going to do. They announced that they have no plans for their rookie group, yes, Baby Monster, to appear on any music shows right now.
Are they fucking dumb or dumb?
Both. All the above.
Like what? I don't understand this. I feel like it's so important for them to go on these music shows because they're exposed.
Yeah,
to the world.
You just debuted, isn't it? Don't you want to start like getting yourself out there? Yeah. And of course, the music shows are like how a lot of groups. I mean, I know you have YG as your label, like right, but still, you kind of need to promote.
Yeah, because to be honest, I feel like YG is just not the same as it was 10 years ago. Weird. You need to like pick it up.
I don't know what's going on, but yeah, shake my head at YG. I don't know why. Like, it really makes no sense. Like, especially when they have, you just had a debut, comeback and everything.
Yeah, you're supposed to push them.
Like, I we'll see. They are relying on brand name alone a little too much.
Yeah.
They're getting too comfortable, even though they have, I don't know, all this competition. Yeah. Very steep competition.
New jeans
is obviously the first one that comes to mind, but all the Gen 5 stuff going on is crazy already. Especially, like, I mean, like, you think about it, like, Hybe just had their new one. Same with JYP.
Yeah.
You know, like, Vicha, you know, stuff like that. But it's like one after the other. And then Baby Monster, we've heard about them for a while now. It's just they finally debuted.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. It's maybe this is some crazy elaborate strategizing thing that they have going on.
We'll see.
No, let's not give them the benefit of the doubt. So back to the comebacks. We have Taeyeon, the queen herself, fifth mini album, 2X, is also on this November 27 as well. Dino, I guess, had his own solo mixtape.
Yes, called he Wait. Did.
So that's, I think I've been seeing stuff on that. December 1st, ATEEZ, the world EP Finn? Ep Finn? I don't even know.
Yes.
Episode Finn, that's what it is. Will. So they have their album.
Their titles are always like that.
It's, and then we're still going to have interesting titles too, because after I tell you that, after ATEEZ's album comes out on December 1st, they also have JYP's Vicha. The pre-debut single, Ready for the World, comes out the same day. We have another group that loves to F around with titles and songs and all that shit and make it crazy and weird. NMIX on December 4th has Sonyeol, and that's the N with the, like, the, you know, like, Senor.
Yes, yes.
Sonyeol. Breaker is their pre-release, like, teaser that's been going out. People have been, they've been posting a lot. But their actual digital single is due for release on December 4th. And the actual album is going to be January 15th. And the second EP, and it's FE304 :break. Like, can you make do with that? What does that mean, Haley?
Fioa.
Yes, exactly. Just like Epfin from ATEEZ. December 6th, we'll stop it here at the breakoff, is going to be Stacey's Japanese third single, Lit. It's already available to listen to, but the actual comeback release date with the album and everything is December 6th. And, okay, I think it's time for Mama. Because, oh, Mama.
Mama, yes.
Not that Mama, but what does Mama stand for?
Oh, my God. He's testing me again. Mnet Awards. No, Mnet.
Okay.
Mnet Asian Music Awards.
Yes. I was about to double check, but that sounds about right to me. Do you want to start? I mean, where should we start with Mama? I don't even know.
Well, I will start by saying we watched the performances, and they were all really amazing.
If you haven't checked it out, you should watch all of them. They were fantastic. And shout out to the horrible camera work again. Oh, it's not a mom. It's not a Mama show without the horrible camera cutting work.
It was bad because, like, I feel like they kept going into the audience again. They kept filming someone. Filming from their phone.
For 17, they kept going to the back of this one person.
Yeah.
Like, who near was barricade.
From their Galaxy. Oh, yeah, it was a I know why. Because it was sponsored by Samsung Galaxy.
Oh, I guess so. But oh, but my God. Twice. Who the hell cares if you're
sponsored? Like, I don't know.
Why are we filming and actually putting into the actual performances someone, a third person point of view of, like, just recording the actual show.
Right. I don't know.
And then again, we could still complain about the tons of horrible, like, transitionings. Yeah. It's all over the place.
They were, like, filming, like, some of the sound people. at one point, and like the when they were like scanning for the stage, I was like, what the hell?
They had a camera, one of the cameras that were like right in front of the group dancing. Like they were behind it, so yeah. We got the camera, right. The back of the camera.
I don't know what was going on.
They need the people doing all the other like award shows in Korea to just do the damn like camera work
Mama
for them.
Awards, yeah.
That was horrible, but the performances were top notch. Right. It's always like high tier quality, top shelf, like performances from every group.
Yeah, they go all out for Mama.
It was so good. I want to talk about my Little Mermaid.
Yes.
My Little Mermaid, Yunjin. Ha, Yunjin. What did you think? She looks fantastic with red hair.
Of course.
She looks like Ariel, hence my Little Mermaid. I could be her Eric if Haley allows me, and because I need permission from Haley first. And I think overall, they had those interesting performances, like the single solo ones from each group. It was Yunjin, Xiao Ting from Kepler.
Yep.
They had Soyeon. Who else was there? Soyeon from G.I. Idol.
They had Bodily.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was interesting having that whole thing going on. It's nice to see when like artists collaborate. Even though like I thought they would all sing together at the end, but they just had their own parts for that performance. It was pretty wild. I thought Xiao Ting was gonna sing Maniac, like the way that green. It was like green and like all the snakes and all this shit. Black Mamba, maybe. But it was just overall like really, really cool. Like all the performance, like I guess we could kind of go over some of them, but I think we should talk about some of the awards.
Yes.
There were 4 day songs for Mama. Mm-hmm. So apparently, yeah, there's 4, like Mama is one of the award shows that has 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And not every award show has day songs. And if you're not too familiar with day songs, no, it's not the member from Big Bang.
Yeah.
It's not that day song. The happiest, smiliest man in the world. No, day song awards are like, I guess you could say like the highest, they're the highest achievements, right? It's almost like the grand prize awards for award shows. And, you know, it just focuses on record releases by the artist or like how many copies they sold. Like I'm talking like digital, physical copies, and all the different award shows have their own. Melon has their own. Like it's just all like they have different criterias and different ones. But Mama has 4, which is pretty wild. The one for Mama for this year, we have Song of the Year, Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and a new one, I guess, is called Worldwide Icon of the Year. And I think that might be a day. Yeah, like apparently people weren't too sure. But I think that's the 4 day songs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, along with that, it's not like like American award shows. I feel like, you know, we have a good amount of stuff. Like this one, it's like these are like the big grand, you know, like if you go to like the Oscars, it's like the best film, best actor kind of thing. But freaking Mama, they have so many categories.
They do.
Like, in addition to the 4 I just said, like, there's, I'm just going to name them, like, really quick, because, like, it's insane. Like, there's the Worldwide Fans Choice, which has, like, over, like, 10 of them. Favorite New Artist, Galaxy Neo Flip Artist, Favorite Asian Girl Group, Favorite Asian Boy Group, Favorite International Artist, Artist of the Year, of course. These are the day songs. The standard Song of the
ones,
Year.
Yeah.
Album of the Year, Best Male Group, Best Female Group, Best Male Artist, Female Artist, Best Dance Performance.
They have a
male,
shit
female.
Ton of
it's
them.
Just insane. Best solo performance, global performance. Like for the dance performances, it's literally like 4 categories. It's like male, female, then male group, female group. Mm-hmm. It's just like goes on and on. Best music video, OST, vocal performance, hip hop. Like it's like that's why if you didn't even know, Mama's 2 days.
Yeah, because so it's a there's lot.
There's a reason why it's 2 days. There's just so much going on.
Like day is like at least 5-6 hours long, because like including the performances, all the speeches, and then like them receiving the awards, it's just like long.
And then multi stands should be super excited to see that, you know, like they have, of course, like every award show, they have that little corner pocket area near the stage where all the artists kind of like mix and mingle and sit next to each other. So like you'll probably catch a lot of cool fan videos and all those, like, you know, because like Mama doesn't actually show a lot of it. They show
it
sometimes.
It's the fans that will.
It's the fans that catch like really cool interactions, and hopefully you'll see some on either TikTok or Instagram. And just the performances, like it's cool because like you'll see a lot of the artists like vibing, getting hype, excited, watching the other groups perform, and it's just it's such a cool thing to see every time. So I mean, I miss, and I used to watch all those videos back in the day, right? Like, yes. During Gen 2 and Gen 3.
BTS.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on the BTS, Blackpink stuff back then. Oh, man. Those were the days. Let's see. I mean, let me just, I guess we could name the artists that won.
Yeah.
We don't have to tell, like, every category, but I'm talking, like, AT's won, you know, and Hypen. Of course, we said 17, Stray Kids, Twice, TXT, ZB1, Rise, TVXQ, who even performed too.
Yes! With Rise. Oh, that was kind of wild. It was so good.
Treasure, Kepler, INI. Like, it's just insane. Like, the list. Like, Jisoo herself, you know, like, she even won something for herself. Blackpink, ATs, I said them
of
already.
Of course, NewJeans.
NewJeans, of course. Mm-hmm. LeSserafim, Triple S even won. So, it just shows. There's so many. Of course, the BTS was there. 17 was there. But I think we should kind of just go over at least the four Daesungs, since we kind of hyped that up and addressed those. One of the Daesungs for Worldwide Icon of the Year goes to BTS.
Oh, of course it would.
BTS, I think, has gone without a... Like, I don't know when the last time they didn't have a Daesung, in a way. It's like every year.
I mean, rightly so, right?
The other cool part, though, is first because, you know, they haven't promoted an actual album yet because it's all solo stuff, right? That opened up finally for 17 to get their first ever Daesung for their Album of the Year award. And it is for FML.
Yeah. And this was like, it's been 9 years.
That's insane that they've never gotten the Daesung till now. It takes a hiatus because of a military enlistment for someone else to finally get something. And the craziest part to me, this is shout out to all my fellow bunnies out there. NewJeans, who weren't even at the award show.
No.
Stray Kids was not there either. Mm-hmm. They were not at the award show, but they won two of the Daesungs.
Mm-hmm.
NewJeans won Artist of the Year, and they won Song of the Year. For one of my top songs, obviously, Ditto. Ditto is my favorite. It's Ditto season, actually. Christmas season is here, so Ditto season is back. And I'm super happy, excited about that. But overall, Mama is great. You can check out all the videos on Mnet. Mnet has their thing on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's all on.
And the shitty part is, for some reason, 17 has, like, they're separated, so make sure you watch both of them.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of the performances are set up in a way where it shows both together, but then for some reason they didn't upload 17's joined.
I don't know why.
I was like, where's God of Music?
Maybe because it was really long.
No.
If you combine, I don't know. John Somi performed. It was cool to see her. All of the stages were cool. Like, all the backup dancers, like Chef's Kiss, they did such a good job. Like, Fast Forward. I was going to say Flash Forward. That's LeSserafim. Fast Forward, what did you think?
Oh, the pink marshmallows.
Oh, yes. The Squid Game pink Patrick stars.
Yes.
But also the cool, like, the hand lights. Like, just...
Yeah,
It was so nice and in sync and everything.
I really liked N-Hyphen's stage
Shit. N-Hyphen's was super good. I mean, but right before N-Hyphen's was TXT's
that
we watched.
Was good too.
TXT's was really, really good. Then we saw N-Hyphen, and man, they know how to stick to their theme.
Yes. Those vampires.
So that was a freaking really, really good performance too. I'm just like trying to wrap my head. Like, what else? Oh, ATs.
Oh, yes. ATs
that was
had like their
very
own...
memorable in their own way.
They had like a movie kind of
it
intro.
Was definitely a movie. Mm-hmm. And for all you San stands out there, yes, this man took his freaking shirt off.
Right. He stripped on stage. And then he had
the fucking tattoo that Jimin has,
spine.
Right?
Yeah, like the waning moons.
I was like, wait, is this like a homage to Jimin or something? What is going on?
Oh,
that was
the
crazy.
Moon phases. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, like
down his spine.
That's literally what Jimin has,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
And of course, this man puts a blazer on, but then has no shirt underneath after.
God
after
bless
you get to
him,
see everything.
Because I was like, don't button that up because we just saw you naked.
It's just San being San, to be honest. It's just, it was great. They were also eating peppers a lot.
Yeah, spicy peppers.
all the groups and all the performances were just like pretty awesome. It was cool seeing ZB1. Like, literally, when I see ZB1, I just, Ricky stands out to me because this dude looks like an anime character.
Yeah, he looks like those cosplayers that we love.
This is why, that we,
I love.
That you love, for sure.
And it was nice also to see Rise. They're so baby group. They're such a baby group, but then they were there performing already.
I mean, they are part of the big four, right?
SM.
They are SM. Mm-hmm. And of course, ZB1 is the Mnet, child of Mnet. Yeah. So they will, of course, have something there. Of course, Kepler, too. It's crazy because thinking that, like, Kepler is going to be, they're nearing their expiration date.
Yeah, I think it's like June.
I think we talked about this while we were watching ZB1. It's like, it's hard. It's kind of interesting and hard and tough, like, to kind of stand this group because it's like they have such a short expiration date.
Yeah, I was telling Joko, I was like, oh, because like I really like ZB1 and their music is really good too. But I was like, can I actually put a lot of, you know, time and money into ZB1 because they're going to split in 2.5 years? What am I going to do?
I don't know. Like when... first, I need to get a tissue because my nose is bleeding. But
oh, okay. But yeah, because I was thinking, like, what's going to happen to the members of Kepler? I guess we'll find out soon enough. But then I was telling him, I was like, maybe it's kind of like IZ*ONE, where like each member will just join another group. I don't know. It seems kind of like hard for me to stand ZB1 in that sense, because I'm like, what happens if I really get attached to them and I like seeing all the members together and then they have to split after 2.5 years? It's hard. So I was like, I don't know.
The IZ*ONE thing, like, is like, that's true though. It makes me think of how when they split, it's like, then you have to like stan Le Sserafim, IVE, then you got soloists like Yunbi, and like, it's just like, it's pretty crazy, like, interesting how, like, that whole dynamic worked.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens when Kepler's contract ends, because then that will be maybe the future of what will happen to ZB1, too, but which is insane, because they're so popular already.
I mean, I don't know. You never know, though.
Can you just keep them as a whole group?
Exactly. It's possible maybe they'll just transfer them or, like, just extend it? I mean, we
don't know.
We don't know. This is like all uncharted territory, and you're just kind of hoping for the best at this point.
Yeah.
But I think it really also depends on the popularity, because ZB1 seems pretty huge already.
They're crazy, like,
so
popular already.
It would not be a good, like, it wouldn't be as profitable, I guess.
Yeah,
if you
to,
wanna,
like, drop
from them. From a business perspective, right? Wouldn't that be a good business decision?
Yeah, to just keep them.
To keep them? We'll that see. Would be my business proposal.
Okay, I wanted to say one more thing, because like when 17 won their grand prize award, Scoops was there because he wasn't performing, or he hasn't been to any other performances lately because of his injury, but he was there to receive the award. And then Sung Kwan actually did a speech at the end too.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. And then this made
tears.
Me really emotional. I was like crying at work.
Let the floodgates open.
Oh,
if you watched it,
God.
You know exactly which one we're talking about. It's when he was talking. He kind of also talked about Moonbin from Astro.
If you guys didn't know, Sung Kwan and Moonbin were really, really, really close. Like, they were like best
They're
friends.
Like BFFs. Yeah, yeah.
And because like during that time when Moonbin passed away, Sung Kwan actually took like a hiatus, like he was on break because like he just couldn't function, which was, you know, understandable. And then like when he did the speech on stage and then like giving the award to Moonbin, who had passed away, like all the other idols in the audience,
oh,
you could
man.
See they were crying.
You could see it. I remember like off the, like I could a lot
Sserafim.
Of them. Yeah, the Sakura and Yunche.
Yeah.
It's dang. It, that was a heavy moment.
Yeah. Oh God. And but, I feel like oh, I was crying at work when I was like, why am I watching this at work?
Yeah, why are you? I thought you were busy at work today.
I was, but then on my like short little break I had, it popped up and I watched it and I was like, crap.
So yeah, that was an interesting and very emotional way to end the MAMA Awards, because 17 did perform last too. They did God of Music. It was always just like a lot of fun. I feel like the last artist, everyone just goes crazy and kind of like just, you know, it's like a free for all, kind of like just enjoy yourself kind of thing. And I think that's pretty much it for MAMA for us, I think. Let's see. While we're talking about 17, we did talk about Sung Kwang and Moonbin. 17 also is going to have Follow to Japan, which is a live viewing in theaters for their tour.
Yeah, that their tour that they've been doing in Seoul and all of Japan. It will be in theaters on December 16th. Yeah. Only that one day, which really upsets me because I'm working and there's only one showtime at 2 p.m. There's
only one showtime. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I'm so upset. Thinking
it's pretty
about
insane.
Calling off. Just kidding.
December 16th. Why don't you?
No.
But yeah, that's like a... That, is that a Saturday?
Yeah.
It's a Saturday too, yeah. Huh? Yeah. I mean, I can't go without you. Or can I?
I want to go.
Be like the lowly male carrot.
I was like, couldn't it have been like at... like a 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. showing, like when I'm done with work, but there's just only 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's well, I mean, is it supposed to be like a live viewing?
No,
because this is just a recording, yeah, from like one of the, I don't know, it says live viewing on my notes.
Oh, is it though?
I don't know. Is
don't
that why
think
there's only
so.
Why is there only one time then?
I don't know.
Isn't it just,
they
like, remember BTS? Didn't they have like,
it wasn't live though.
I'm trying to
in
think.
In theaters.
Like,
they had it on Weverse.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay, maybe. That makes
what
sense.
What time is 2 p.m.? If it's 2 p.m. here, what time is it there? Is that like a weird off time?
Yeah, so it's not live then. It can't be.
Well, I don't know why they're only having one show date. One show time.
Well, they did that last time day. for their last concert. I mean,
was it the one we watched?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They
really?
Only had one show time.
Really?
I
didn't
know
that.
But that one was later on in
yeah,
the
that
day,
was in the... Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. We watched that. That was the one at Burbank, right?
Yeah, with like all your sisters,
we went to, like,
K-pop
yeah,
friends.
Like,
yeah,
that was...
There was like 16
pretty,
of us.
Was
yeah.
that really last year? Or 2 years
two
ago?
2 years ago.
That was pretty... But that was only one show time too?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I did not know that. I didn't realize that. That's also like the first time like we really started getting more into 17.
Yeah.
So that was
like,
kind of like
really
almost
really getting
like
into them, they, like learning their names.
Like, yeah, like that was a real gateway. Like, because yeah. we've listened to their stuff before, but yeah. super casually.
Yeah. Because we were like, we can't learn 13 people's names.
Let me tell you right now. Easy.
Yeah, so easy.
It was easy. I don't know why. It's easy. Like for them, it was super easy.
That's why now I'm like, okay to stand new groups and learn their names, because I'm like, if I can do 17,
if we could learn 13 names and also like 9 from like from twice
yeah,
it, we're good. So yeah, you're set. Mm-hmm. Easy mode. Let's see. And Hypen, we did talk about them because they're pretty awesome vampires performing yeah. their stuff. Who also we could say, I just want to bring up that Nikki has a crazy glow up. Puberty just punched him in every part of his body.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
He looks so different from when we watched him
Island.
Into the Island.
Yeah,
like he's 13. A different person almost. But like they style him really well, and like he's tall as fuck.
Yeah,
like,
what's crazy is
he was tiny before.
Yeah, he was
and
small.
Scrawny.
He had like a freaking growth spurt.
How do they know? Do they just pray and hope they're gonna have these
pray
crazy spurts? Because he's the tallest one for sure.
Yeah, because like when we watched him in Island, he was like 13.
That's
and it's
insane.
Been like 3 years now. So like he's. I think he's seven. No, he was 14, and then now he's 17.
That's
but
wild.
I was like, dude, like he glowed up like so
he
hard.
He 100% the biggest glow up.
I was like, damn,
like for sure. But yeah, he's. It's crazy how tall he is now, mm-hmm. too, and like it's pretty wild.
Yeah, he's like 6 foot.
So in Hypen, did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
They were at the Thanksgiving. Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, I did see that, and I was like, what the fuck
and
are they doing?
Of all the floats, so here on Thanksgiving, we have like a Macy's Day Parade with a lot of different floats. Like, they had the One Piece float with
Luffy.
Although his hat was like
deflated,
so it looked like an Ajuma, like grandma hat.
Yeah.
And Hypen was on the float for Baby Shark.
Yep.
And they performed. Mm-hmm. They had, like, this is one area, I forgot where they stopped.
Yeah.
And then they perform. It's just like when Aespa did it, I think.
Oh,
Aespa
my God.
Did it the other year, right?
I remember that. I was like, that's so random.
Yeah, so Aespa did perform also. So it's just like, it seems like one K-pop group a year comes to the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I guess. Represent.
So that's been pretty interesting. And I think that's it.
Good.
Woo. Gotta rest my voice.
For the halfway point, we mean.
So this is the halfway point. Breathe. Everyone can breathe now. Go get your drink, bathroom break. Because we're just going to be here to remind you that you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we have new episodes where we talk about more fun, awesome K-pop news updates and just random banting. And you can check us out on our social media stuff.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast.
And we are pretty much available on all streaming platforms. And on Instagram at the moment, we are holding our giveaway, our Christmas, or I think it's annual, right? Technically, we've been doing it now. I'll dub it our annual Christmas giveaway. All the information is at the beginning of the episode because I will not waste time repeating it again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And I think it's time for us to move on. BTS, Haley, yes. Take it away.
BTS. So it was funny because Tay had posted a photo on his story. And then I guess he went to the barber. And he
You're like, the barber?
The barber?
Yes.
Hair salon. There you go.
That's true. But I don't know. It's like you had this weird... Are you like, the barber?
I was trying to think of the name. He went to the hair salon and he got a haircut. And then he took a photo and there was like all this hair over the floor.
Yes.
And people were assuming like, oh my God, he shaved his head because he's going to be enlisting in the military soon. And people were like mourning the loss of his hair. And then later on he goes on live and his hair is normal.
You guys can't forget, this man is the troll of BTS. He's one of the trolls. This is the man after their world tour on the live took a random ass picture of his like face and it was showing it on the camera. Remember that? The selfie face.
Oh
was just
my god,
down.
That's true.
This is the same. So this is the same dude. So
and then he came on live and then people were like, I guess being like, oh my god, you didn't like shave your head, and he's like, I just got a haircut. Like he got it trimmed.
Yeah,
he has a lot of hair.
Being Tay. Yeah. Oh, he has a lot of hair.
Yeah. So he
has like a mane.
He does. So he got it like trimmed and styled.
He's just a lion. He's just a lion that has so much freaking hair.
So he hasn't. Don't worry. He has not shaved his head yet.
He doesn't look like Namjoon yet.
Yeah. But that time is coming soon. Next month, I think they're enlisting on the 11th, and then the 12th. I forgot what members. It's Jimin and Jungkook will be going together on the 12th.
Oh, okay.
And Namjoon and Tae will be on the 11th.
Namjoon has to
look after Tae.
Keep his eye on him. Yeah. Basically.
So that's what's happening. So Tae graced us with his presence on Weverse Live, and he was actually singing Doja Cat's "Paint
yes,
the Town
was.
Red."
Yes, he did.
I love it because
it was great.
Now it's not censored. They don't give a fuck anymore.
He
like
says,
they can swear. Like Namjoon always swears.
He definitely said bitch.
He's like, bitch, I said what I said. And then people have been editing that clip of him and Jimin from a long, long, long time ago.
I think I know what you're talking. I don't think I watched it with the sound, but I know which one you're referring to.
Oh, you already know. It's like when Jimin and Tae were in the car, and it's from like their BTS show.
Yeah.
When they were like really, really young, and then I guess they were talking about going to the beach, but then the way that they say it is bitch. Bitch. Beach, bitch. And then so like people were editing that in, and now he actually really said bitch, not beach. And then we forgot to mention the W Korea breast cancer event. Love your W.
We do have
yes.
So I guess we can should we rewind?
No, we don't have to, because like I was going to say like we can add it in here because Namjoon attended the Love Your W event. This happens every year around the same time, actually, I was telling Joko, like, last year it was New Jeans that went, and they were the ones that performed.
Right.
And Namjoon was, like, cheering them on. They were still, like, you know, very, very new. They
super
were only, like,
debut
six
babies
months
kind of
into
thing.
Into their debut. But, yeah, so this time, I think the ones that performed actually was Rise again.
Yeah,
so
Rise
they were
was there.
I remember seeing them. Hyunjin actually was there too.
Hyunjin was there. We
the
had
Seraphim.
The Seraphim members were there.
Aespa.
Aespa. Wait, was Le Seraphim? I remember Aespa.
I thought Le Seraphim was there. No? No, wasn't Hyunjin there? Am I imagining things?
I think you are imagining. I remember Aespa. Aespa was there 100% with ITZY.
Okay.
ITZY and Aespa there.
Maybe I'm imagining things.
You're like me now. You see Le Seraphim
I
everywhere.
I saw her there.
I
Never
don't
mind.
Think so, but I remember ITZY. Everyone was there. I remember Aespa.
Yeah.
Because Namjoon
was sitting next
is
to
our fellow Mai.
Yeah.
He danced to Espa's songs when it was playing, first
next
of all.
Level.
He was doing Next Level. It was pretty awesome.
Was
but yeah, he was he was sitting next to Karina.
And
so the leaders are talking.
And then he was dancing with Bada Lee, Next Level.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, so the leaders were sitting next to each other for a little bit. Because I saw pictures that Karina was sitting next to someone else, but I guess Namjoon was moved there prior or maybe after.
And then Hyunjin was sitting with Ning Ning because they're both for Versace.
Versace, of course, yes.
And then the CEO was sat
that
in between them.
That was funny as hell because it's like this random ass like white
guy,
dude.
Yeah.
But it was cool because it's like he's just sitting between like these two gorgeous like K-pop idols.
Right,
and
yeah, it's okay.
The pictures are
together.
Funny. Yeah, the photos are really cool. Those are really cool photos. It's like one of those cool events, like I said, where like this is like the multi-stands rejoice.
They
because,
really mingle.
Man, like they did mingle a lot. Like even like I remember ITZY and Aespa like were next to each other and like doing like a video vlog. And then you could also see just all these different, you know, like groups just talking with each other. Like you said, Rise was there. Only like a couple of members.
No, the whole group was there.
Was it? Oh, they're missing.
Well, he's not there anymore.
Yeah, of course.
So that's a six-member group now.
Six-member group,
that's
true.
Even at MAMA, they only performed as six. Oh, sadness.
TXT was there.
Really?
Yes. Yeonjun was there and Subin. Because I was like, Subin is there, even though the Rise member is not there. So they were there. It's just cool to see all those like, different interactions. Because, like, I think, like, on W Korea's, like, own feed, you could see a lot of these really cool interactions and you know, like just talking amongst themselves. It's really cool to see. It was fun. That's kind of like the other thing we were going to talk about. But
yeah, and it's all to raise money for breast cancer.
Yeah, it's like a breast cancer awareness event. So Love Your W.
Yes.
Hence, you know, W Korea
right.
event. That's probably why they call it. It's kind of weird though. Love Your W. It should be like Love Your Boobies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like okay, Love Your W, but yeah. So it was a great event that they have annually, it seems like already for multi-stands to enjoy and check out.
And then okay, so like I've been seeing a lot of clips.
We're going back to BTS.
Yeah,
right?
We're at BTS now. So there's like, been a lot of new clips of behind the scenes of Permission to Dance on stage.
Yeah.
Specifically the ones from Los Angeles and Vegas shows.
Which is amazing.
Yes, it's amazing because we went to both.
We kind of witnessed these events.
Yeah, so the reason why these have been floating around all of a sudden is because BTS has released a documentary film showcasing the behind the scenes making of Permission to Dance on stage.
Is this the one
for
on Disney
LA
Plus?
And no, this
oh,
is not.
Sorry. Okay.
This is not. That's
LA,
a different one.
LA, or, sorry, I didn't
LA,
mean to cut you off.
LA and Vegas, the 2021 tour dates. Can you believe that was in 2021?
My gosh.
Yeah.
If I could rewind back time.
So
and get all the other barricades for all these other groups.
They're still like milking it. This is 2021. They're only releasing all these behind the scenes now. They actually do have a Blu-ray and DVD box set, I believe, that you can pre-order.
Damn.
For this? They,
BTS is Hybe's cash cow.
Oh, God.
100%.
Yeah. So it comes with a lot of inclusions. Obviously, photo cards set, different, like.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
But if you don't want Because I think that one doesn't ship until, like, next year. Actually, on Weverse, the actual app, you have to buy this, like, these showcasings. Like, I don't know. I didn't look too much into it. I wanted to see, like, where people could watch it so I could tell you guys. I went to Weverse, and then it's locked. So I'm like, fuck, I have to buy
it. You have to actually buy it, huh?
Yeah, so I'm like, it's not even free. So it's you like, guys have to buy holy it. Shit,
you have to unlock
it
to actually. And yeah, that's crazy. So it's a paywall that's blocking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but if you go on Tay Tay Boo.
Oh, I'm sure they paid.
They paid, and they flooded their whole feed, is all this.
And again, Tay Tay Boo is one of like the biggest BTS. Like accounts.
Yeah.
One of the best and biggest mm-hmm. fan accounts.
They're on it. So, like, if you want to watch clips from it, there's a lot of naked Jimin running around.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. What the? It's just him topless.
It's just
topless.
Him topless
yeah.
all the time. He's so trying to, I guess the
him and Son, I guess, have something in common besides those back tattoos.
Yeah, so, like, if you guys want to check out clips from that, just go look on that Instagram. I'm sure people have probably uploaded it.
You'll find them. It'll
yeah,
it'll
look
if
hard enough.
If you're army, it's gonna make its way to your algorithms, 100%.
So like, I can't believe that was in 2021, November 27, 28, and December 1st and 2nd.
We're almost at 2024. We're
That's
a month
actually
away.
Insane.
It is insane. It's insane because
it doesn't feel.
I haven't
like
even seen New Jeans yet.
It's okay. New Jeans are still new.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just complaining.
New Jeans.
I'm just whining.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Moving on to Stray Kids. So, Felix and Changbin, because they've had, like, a bit of off time, it seems. Thank God.
Finally. They
Finally,
could rest.
They didn't go to Mama.
Oh, I know.
I'm sad. Because
well, aren't
they
you happy? You should be happy.
No, I am happy. No, because, like, I guess. Because they get rest.
You're just
kind
torn.
Of.
You're just torn.
No, I mean, did they really get rest? Because they were seen going to Jeju? Okay, I guess, maybe. But then they were seen filming stuff there.
Because
so,
no
like,
matter what, if you work with JYP, your rest is work.
Technically, like, they were sent to Jeju Island to, like, vacation, I guess. But also film. It's probably going to be a Stray Kids code. Because they did this last year.
100,000%.
So we'll see that, probably, in, like, this month? Oh, no, next month.
And next year?
But, yeah, so Felix and Changbin attended the NCT 127 concert together. They were spotted there.
Yeah,
and
that
then
was cool.
The members of NCT actually shouted them out. They're like, oh, my God, Felix Hyung and Changbin Hyung are actually here. And then the cameras pan to them. And
was
they're waving.
Wasn't
no,
Neon from G.I.D.O.?
No, that was
That was
not
her, right?
No.
Okay, mm-hmm. good. Because people were saying it was. But when I saw it, I was like,
it's not.
That doesn't look. I was like, that's
no,
not.
No, because otherwise they would have shouted. Because if they were sitting next to her, why would
that's
they ignore
why.
Her?
Like,
no,
why would they ignore
her,
first of all? And yeah. then, second, all the. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
All the type of drama that would come if Mion just went
and was sitting
and
next to Felix?
Next to Felix and Changbin? Like,
yeah, no, that didn't happen. I don't know what that was.
So, I don't. Yeah, that was really weird. Also, I think Taeyeon was performing stuff too, and Karina was at hers.
Mm.
And apparently, Support. Karina, I mean, they are all from the same company, technically, yeah. right? They're all SM. Mm-hmm. But Karina apparently brought her own light stick that she had. Isn't that cute? Like, that was her own. It's not like the company provided it. It was like her from
it.
Back in the day, like,
Aww,
as a fan, like an actual true fan. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, probably because when they were growing up, they were like girl generation.
Of course.
Yep. I mean, they're
SNSD.
Too. Yeah. And then, so speaking of Felix, he is the first member of Stray Kids to reach 10 million followers. Congratulations, Felix.
Wow.
Of course it would be him.
You're gonna
and then
celebrate with a 10 pull from Genshin.
And then Hyunjin is like right behind him at 9.something million.
Who's the furthest? Is it your boy?
Can you guess?
Changbin-y?
Well, it's actually Changbin, Ayan, and Seungmin.
Seungmin, too?
Yeah,
of course. What are they at, though? Do you know?
5 points something.
Oh, shit. They're half. They're like
yeah,
fully halfway.
I know.
Well, Felix, of course, would do it. Like,
of
it would
course.
Be either Felix
it's
or Hyunjin. 100%. What is
Obviously.
What I would have bet on if I had to put money.
And because, like, they're such, like, global icons now because they're, like, for Versace. And then, like,
Louis Vuitton.
So, like, they have, you know, that. People are just coming to see them from, like, those Instagrams from Versace and LV.
Especially Versace. She
oh
loves to post
Hyunjin. Oh, my God.
She posted
him again on her personal.
See,
she loves
this man. She loves this man.
I love it. And then, so, when I mentioned like Spotify Wrapped was posted today, so like you can check that out
Shit,
for
we
yourself.
Need to look at ours.
I looked at ours.
Oh, you did.
Okay, so here is.
How
a
do
just,
I look?
Hey,
how,
no, wait.
Can you look at my like where? Because okay.
Let me talk first. So like,
where do I go? Where do I go? Is it on
a
the
disclaimer.
App?
Here's a disclaimer. Joko and I. Wait, don't look at it yet because
okay.
I want you
to
guess.
I'm holding it.
Joko and I share a Spotify. I don't use Spotify that much at all because like
you
my.
You think you don't?
I don't.
But when you go to work.
That's a 10-minute drive.
But that adds
How
up.
How long do you listen to? I don't even work that much. You work 5 days a week and you have it playing constantly.
I don't pay, that's not always just Spotify though.
No, but
I
it
listen
is.
To the podcast, my basketball
you
podcast.
You
want to
make a bet because like you'll see here like who
it
is. It
better
is.
Be NewJeans.
Well, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
But so, like Ooh, that's the disclaimer.
That's all that matters to me. I haven't like Haley said, I've never seen any
wait,
yet.
Wait,
I'm not
let
watching.
You guess.
But I've never looked at it yet.
Let me finish.
Okay.
So like we share a Spotify. So like when the only reason that Stray Kids wasn't the top song this year was because like I don't use Spotify that much. I actually watch all of their stuff on YouTube and I only use it when I drive to work, which is like a 10-minute drive, so I can listen to like maybe 3 songs. And also like only when me and Joko are together, we have like a K-pop playlist with like multiple songs that just like
that
shuffle
playlist,
through.
That playlist is awesome.
Yes.
just saying it.
So guess who the top artist for our Spotify Wrapped was this year?
NewJeans.
No.
You're shitting me. I thought you said yes.
No, that was the top
song. Oh, you
song.
Are shitting me.
No, NewJeans was the top song, but the most played
artist.
Okay.
Who
was
it? Not NewJeans, huh?
No. I was surprised, too.
It's not Le Sserafim.
No.
And it can't be Stray Kids.
It
from
is.
What you're, it is.
Stray Kids was our number one artist.
Okay.
The top. It was Stray Kids, NewJeans, Epic High.
Holy shit. Epic
twice,
High was. Epic High was
three.
Third.
Twice.
Oh shit. I love Epic High, to be honest. Though.
17.
Damn.
Yeah. So that was it. But all the songs were NewJeans. Oh no. And then I
How
think.
How does that happen?
No,
how does that
actually,
work?
Actually, like a random one, it was Epic High.
Can I, should I just look through it right now?
Yeah, you can, but oh, I mean, it takes a while. But then I'm just going to say, like, it was NewJeans.
What
Super
was the
Shy.
Song?
Super Shy,
oh,
number one.
Interesting.
And then Tableau's song with Hoshi was in there.
Holy
I
shit.
I think number three.
I listened it to it that much that it
yes.
made it in there.
And another one, which is really random.
What is it?
Taeyong.
No, shut the hell
with
up.
Jimin.
Vi.
Yes. No Stray Kids song on there, but they are a top artist. But then I feel like those were the songs that you kept replaying. That wasn't me.
Well, Vibe, I definitely didn't replay.
You did, though.
Not that much.
Obviously,
it's just,
more than you
it
thought.
It probably replayed a lot through like our shared.
I guess, but then yeah. So there was no Stray Kids songs
our playlist,
out there.
Super Shy. Oh, I see it right here. So.
Yep.
Holy shit! The fact that that Epic High Hoshi
yeah,
made it in there
because I took screenshots of it because that's
oh you did
so
okay
long.
Yeah no this is
so like our top songs were
oh shit
his,
top songs
actually these were his top
holy
songs.
Shit Super Shy Ditto. NewJeans, like the self-titled song, Vibe, then Screen Time.
Yeah.
Oh, so the top three songs were all NewJeans.
Yes. See, this is all him. But then for some reason, like I guess the most minutes, like overall, that we listened to was Stray Kids because Stray Kids have a lot of songs.
Yeah, that's true. Like it's just
like they have a lot.
Like we're just going back and forth between all the different songs.
But then for some reason, my most listened to or was the sound. Like the album?
What?
Did I listen to it that much?
Maybe, because I don't know what
I thought it would have been Social Path.
Apparently yeah. not. It's the sound.
So yeah, that was our Wrapped. I'll post it on our stories.
Oh, it has like different... Oh, interesting.
But yeah, it was pretty
twice,
like...
17.
It was accurate. Those five artists.
It's interesting enough that Twice is in there. Because I feel like I felt like I haven't listened to them a lot this year.
That's a freaking lie.
Why?
Because on our playlist, whenever we drive everywhere,
They just come on. Yeah. Well, because I have tons of their songs.
That's why. That's why I was like, nope, Twice always comes on.
Number one podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Shout out to fellow Aussie for Haley. You know his name already.
Josh Lloyd.
The fact that you know his name.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm a top 7% fan.
Yeah, so I'll post our Spotify recap on our stories for permission to stan. But yeah, so going back to that Changbin, so guess what, his Spotify Wrapped up most listened to song of 2023 was, and I'm actually shook.
Please tell me it's New Jeans.
It's not.
Oh fuck. Is it a K-pop group?
It's, yeah, but it's something so recent. He must have listened to it a million times.
K-pop soloist?
Yes.
Soloist? Yeah. And you said recent.
Yeah.
Jungkook.
Yes. Standing next to you.
Oh my.
How the fuck?
How many times has he listened to it?
It just came out.
To be his number one fucking song.
That's why. And then he said, it's a rhythm I like. And the dance was really cool. You better show me that fucking dance, Jungkook.
He better fucking have a dance challenge with Jungkook.
I was like, this song just came out. Like, some of my friends who love Jungkook, they don't even have him on their top for Spotify. Because they're like, if Jungkook's album came out like a few months earlier, then it would have been. But how is it on Changbin's?
Changbin just has been listening to it on repeat.
Oh my God.
Since release, apparently.
Because
there's
so.
no other effing way.
I was like, surprised. Okay. So, Bang Chan. He is addicted to Genshin.
Oh. Where has he, what AA meeting did he announce this on?
On Bubble. He confessed that he is addicted to Genshin, and it is because it's an escape from reality and helps him de-stress.
Yeah, by killing slimes and...
No, because
and buying all these characters with his money.
He's actually playing, though. He's AR-44.
This man just started.
Yeah, that's why.
This man has a problem.
he needs to go to an
AA meeting for sure now. So what the fuck? 44?
So he's C6 Risley.
Well, of course, it's him.
That's his main. Furina, the water archon that just came out.
C6?
He also C6'd her.
This man has
a fucking problem.
He has a gambling problem. This man has a gambling problem that he never even knew he had.
Felix is probably like, fuck.
And he's obviously addicted. Holy shit.
AR-44? That's like, I think he just started playing.
I don't even have a C6 character.
Yeah, we do. Yanfei.
No, I'm talking about a five star. He has two fucking 5-star, like full on, like,
yeah,
C6.
Right. Holy, well, he can pay for it.
You can pay for me too, then. I need five more for Ina.
Yeah. Damn.
Thank you, in advance,
Bang Chan.
So
Stray Kids has been dropping a lot of behind the scenes videos. They did one of Megaverse making music video, and Tableau, as we know, he was in that one, and he was actually interviewed at the beginning of this making, and he said that because Haru, his daughter, who is 13,
aka his manager,
he said that she's at the age where she's into Stray Kids and buying light sticks and albums. He said that him, his wife, and Haru are rooting for Stray Kids, and they have all their albums.
Well, because he's going to be featured or, like, partnering up with them.
But I think, in general, Haru has always...
Of course.
Because we've seen their collection. Like, Tableau has posted their album collection. A lot of the same, you know, groups that we listen to. A lot of Stray Kids. New Jeans,
for sure. Yeah. No, but can you imagine being like having your dad collaborate and sing with your ultimate
She's
group?
She's probably like freaking out.
She probably like asks him to like get stuff, bring him stuff,
probably bring
her to some of the recordings and stuff.
And his wife is also a stay too. So
shit, there
lucky
you go.
Them. Seungmin is also Oh, this is his first solo cover shoot for Nylon Japan, and it's with Coach. So, like, whoa, okay. Good finally. For him. Yeah, but I wish you would freaking style your hair better.
You still want the side part, right? The forehead.
Do something with it. Like, I mean, forehead I guess his forehead is showing, but it's not in those.
Oh, not that the I want not the way it. That you want.
Yeah.
Because like that side part, like forehead Seungmin, like it looks like a different
that
person.
Middle part one. I don't.
Oh,
like
that's
that
not
one.
That's not good enough.
That's not good enough, Seungmin.
That's not good enough, Seungmin. Won't cut it here.
And then, so they also dropped another docuseries. It was released for their 5-star Dome Tour Unveil 13 in Seoul. This was a really, really good watch. It's about 30 minutes, but basically you get to see them like practicing and learning the choreo for the first time.
That's always interesting to see.
Yeah,
I really like
seeing
this.
It was amazing. Like they learned it for Megaverse, and they did 15 days until like the day of the concert. So like it's crazy because they learned and went through the whole freaking concert in 15 days.
I didn't know. That
insane.
Is
insane.
That is wild. Holy
crazy.
Shit. It's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You learn a song and you're performing it
and
an audience.
And it's like the whole, they run through the whole 3-hour
that's
concert.
True. Yeah, because actually.
From top to
yeah,
bottom.
What
basically.
The fuck? That's
I was like, what the fuck?
That's okay, that's a, that's
crazy.
That's insane. That's really insane.
Because you think like, you know, they have a lot of time to, like, learn these dances and practice for the concerts. They
because,
don't.
Like, because learning the song, learning the dance itself for the first time, that would take a while. Then you have to actually, because when you perform at concerts,
yeah,
that's
they
a
have
whole
dancers
different thing.
Too.
Yeah, that's a complete, that's like learning a completely different thing, too.
I was, like, watching it and I was like, what the actual fuck? I remember, like,
that's
watching
insane.
BTS's
I didn't know that.
Stuff, too. And I was just, like, always in awe. I'm just like, this is crazy, like, how hard they work. They're, like, from, like, such random hours of the day, like, from the beginning of the day to, like, maybe, like, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning. They're just, like, going at
that's
it.
That's why you really gotta give these idols and artists a lot of respect. Like, this
yeah,
is, they
I
put
was
in,
like, what the
they
hell?
Put in a lot of hard work.
Because, like, you often wonder, like, what are they doing on their quote-unquote time off? They don't have time off ever. Like,
barely.
They're always working. Because, like, even now, because when I saw that Felix was going to Hong Kong, and I was like, oh, like, he's going there for vacation. He's not. He's going there to attend the LV show. But then because, like, on his bubble, he had, like, said, like, oh, I've never been to Hong Kong before. Like, I'm going to have fun and stuff like that. So I thought he was, like, going on a trip, but he's not.
Well, I guess it is a trip.
It
but,
is a trip for him, but it's still work.
I mean, it's true, though, because, like, New Jeans, like, Danielle, she went home to Australia.
Yeah.
And she actually spent time with her family.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to, like, she vlog it, too.
Yeah.
So it's like you're
always
you're
working.
Always somehow working
yeah.
in this industry as long as you're
yeah.
active.
Even when, like, Bang Chan and Felix went back, like, I was at the end of last year,
that's
I think.
That's right. There's,
and
like,
then
videos.
They still had to vlog.
Yeah, they still had to vlog.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Shit, that's right.
They got to spend time with their family and stuff, but then they still had to, like, record
the
themselves.
The clock doesn't end. Mm-mm. Like, it's still ticking.
And then, I think I already, like, briefly mentioned this, but then Stray Kids were spotted at the airport, maybe, like, a couple of days ago, and people didn't even know. Like, this was, like, an undisclosed schedule. Cause you know how
where
people,
was it? Which airport, though?
In Korea.
Oh, okay.
But, and then people were like, are they going to Mama? Like, because people were like, what the heck? Why
oh,
are they flying
like,
to, they
out.
Thought they were going to Japan. They didn't. They went to Jeju, which I mentioned earlier, because, like, they came back already, and I really think that they filmed something over there. But, oh, not Hyunjin. Lino and Han were seen coming back, and they were wearing, like, these tangerine sunglasses, like, matching sunglasses. I was like, they
ooh.
Definitely went to Jeju.
100%.
Because you know Jeju's about the tangerines.
It's like a tropical, like,
yeah.
yeah like, that's pretty.
So, I mean, I'm guessing Stray Kids code soon.
100%, like I said, I feel like this is like a deja vu.
Yeah.
100,000%.
Yeah, because they did it last year too. So, I mean, that's it.
That's it.
I'm done.
Mic drop. So, there you go. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. There was definitely a lot of stuff to kind of go over and cover. It was a lot of fun for me too, finding out our Spotify stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you very much to everyone tuning in. Don't forget to sign up and hit us up on our Instagram for the Christmas giveaway. Haley, what are the details? Really quick, if you want to just tell them what information to provide.
Oh, gosh. I closed my thing already. I thought I was done.
Oh, your app. Your app. Here, here. Mine right here.
Oh, so DM us on Instagram at Permission to Stan Podcast, your ultimate group and your bias, along with screenshots of proof of you following us on TikTok.
If you have if TikTok. If you have TikTok. Because
I know not everyone has it. Instagram for sure.
But I gotta mention, TikTok is where our videos... They shine brightly because the quality is so good. It's like amazing.
Right.
All our fan cams on TikTok doesn't, is like, insane. Compress it. And we have the most views on TikTok for those, for like our videos. It's pretty wild. Super and, proud.
You will win, or you will have a chance to win a digital, a digipack.
A digipack or not no, or.
No, digipack and a lucky draw or POB PC photo card of your group and bias,
and also send us where you're listening to us.
Yes, and whether it's Apple Music, Spotify,
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes, close enough. All right, Haley. Haley finished work today. I finished work. We are out of it. We just ate McDonald's for dinner, and I need to edit this.
Yes.
So thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. Till the next episode. Don't forget to hit that like. Give us a rating if you can. We love reading your comments if you leave a rating. And subscribe, hit that notification bell. Thank you as always. Everyone, please take care, stay safe. And as always,
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.